Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Joining me in studio today, Joanne Deal, president of the Better Business Bureau of Northeast Louisiana, and accreditation coordinator Erica Goins. Ladies, welcome.
Good morning.
Glad to have y'all here, and glad to be talking about something rather timely of an issue. Thought it was kind of ironic as we experienced the storms over the weekend, bringing damage. And today, talking a little bit about home repairs and roof repairs, some of the scams that are associated with that going around. Joanne?
Well, we're very anxious for our community to know that they really should check out businesses before they do business with them. I know this is the same thing we say repeatedly, but it's even more important when senior citizens are visited in their homes or their driveways and someone offers to do a wonderful service for a really great price. This has happened several times in our community where senior citizens have paid in excess of $1,000 for a service that turned out not to be what they thought they were purchasing. And so our mission as a Better Business Bureau is an ethical marketplace where buyers and sellers can trust each other.
Right.
And obviously in our community, there have been some exchanges of money in which trust was not the primary issue. Now, this has happened also with blacktop, roadwork, those roof coatings where a senior citizen cannot get up on the roof and actually see the work being done, or what it looks like when it's finished. So when you encounter these people that offer these opportunities, it would be wise to get their home address and their vehicle number. If they refuse to give you information about where they can be located in the months to come, then you probably are dealing with a scammer.
Right. What is, give us an example of the process that they go through on this. Is it typically somebody out of town? Is it, you know, normally door to door? How exactly does something usually play out like this?
The phone calls this spring have been from individuals who live in the rural areas on quiet roads, a lot of the dead-end country roads. The vehicles are usually from out of state. Sometimes we've had people come in from other parts of the state. They will utilize a name or part of a name that is listed on the BBB website. And sometimes they even put the BBB logo on cards that they make up. Now, just because you have a piece of paper or a business card with our logo on it doesn't mean it's authentic. So you should check with the BBB website, bbb.org or 387-4600.
So even though you may see a name that you recognize that this person says that they're representing, it's possible that they are using part of that name, but under a guise of a scam.
Absolutely. This is business identity theft. They're borrowing part of a legitimate business's name. So it's very important that you know who you're dealing with and never do it on the spot. Always check references, and usually more than one. They quite often will give you a phone number of somebody who's another scammer. And so we encourage people to use businesses that are established and local, and we encourage that police jurors consider having ordinances against door-to-door solicitation. In Monroe City limits, it is against the law, and we have suggested and recommended that these ordinances be put in place.
It's almost like a coordinated effort on behalf of those that are scamming folks. At the same time, we can actually network together by letting folks know and doing that throughout the 13 parish area that the Better Business Bureau represents. And Erica, that's something that you specialize in, is talking about those standards of trust. So there are things that really businesses have to be aware of and they need to take notice of, as well as, you know, supplying the BBB with the appropriate information in order to become a member.
Correct. There are 8 standards of trust that we do expect all businesses to follow. The first and foremost important is to build trust and to establish and maintain a positive track record. And then some of the others are to advertise honestly. We do ad reviews on all of our businesses to ensure that they are advertising honestly, to tell the truth, quite obviously.
And that, I take it that's probably a situation where if someone just pops up with a quick little advertising campaign that, hey, it may raise a flag because you've never heard of them before.
Correct. And that's our biggest thing, is that we really, really pay attention to the ads that they're putting in and review them and make sure that they are telling the truth.
Well, Joanne, with some of the things that are going on now, should someone run across that, what is the first step they need to do if they say, you know what, these people, they came in, they looked for my credit, they were asking for my credit card number, they were asking for this type of information, you know, personal information. What is the first step they need to do in letting someone know about what has happened with them?
Get as much information as possible and do not do business with them until you've checked them out. In the parishes we serve, which are Caldwell, East and West Carroll, Franklin, Jackson, Lincoln, Madison, heavily hit by the storm, Morehouse, Ouachita, Richland, Tensaw, Union, and Wynn, check with your law enforcement individuals. These individuals who come into your parishes to do work should have registered with the sheriff's department. They should have permits to do work. They should have references. They should have licenses if they're legitimate businesses.
Erica, all people have to do if they are interested in finding out more about doing business with someone, if they have a home repair coming up or if they are looking for some kind of road work, just pick up the phone and call the BBB.
Pick up the phone and call the BBB, or you can do it on your own at our website, www.bbb.org.
And I take it the trend is usually throughout the spring months that we'll see this occurring?
Spring and fall.
Right. And then road work, like we say, coming out of winter, I'm sure, when roads start to have some issues as well.
That's right. Know what you're doing before you spend that money.
And Joanne, a website someone can visit for more information.
bbb.org, or call us at 387-4600. Melanie Johns is our consumer relations consultant. She does all our research on the phone.
Joanne Dill, Erica Goins with the Better Business Bureau of Northeast Louisiana. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.